On the show today, we have Diamond Credit Union's very own Rob Hackish talking about the credit union using Zogo's financial literacy app to help their members make smarter financial decisions. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program is Diamond Credit Union's very own Rob Hackish. Rob, how you doing today?
Hi, Mike. I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well, all things considered. We're still hunkered down in our homes and getting through this the best we can. Before the recording, you were just talking about how you guys are going to do, you're going to experiment on Zoom with your homebrew events that you guys have. You want to address that real quick?
Yeah, as you know, as we're recording this here on April 30th, we have a pretty neat mortgage education program that we do. We take members out to local breweries in kind of a laid-back setting with our mortgage team and some realtors that we're friends with, and we just have some casual conversations about the home buying process and help them, get on the right path to home ownership. And we're locked down right now. We can't get out and do that. We had our first of the year scheduled for March 23rd, and we had to postpone it. But I don't think this is putting people's hopes and dreams on hold at all. So we're gonna try to get together. We have about 66 members registered tonight for a virtual homebrew. So we will encourage them to head to their own fridge, maybe crack one open, and put on the same kind of show we would for them at a
brewery. Very cool. That's really a great idea. Really great idea. And getting your favorite beverage of choice as well. So good recipe for sure. Hey, also want to talk about something really cool. You guys have implemented a financial literacy app at your credit union recently called Zogo. And I wanted to step back a little bit. What was going on at your credit union that prompted you to kind of enhance the financial literacy, I guess, efforts at your credit union? And how important is financial literacy to your credit union?
Well, it's very important. And I think we were already doing quite a bit financial literacy in terms of educating, I will say, folks that are further along in their grown-up lives, through different events, the training of our frontline staff of working with people, blogs that we put out, and we were doing some things too for the younger generation. It was high school, college age, young adults, partnering with other credit unions in our area to do reality fairs, financial literacy reality fairs. A lot of credit unions do, but we wanted to continue to do a little bit more. Our vision is always to bring opportunity to every member of our community, and that includes the younger generation. And we try to make that banking experience very personal by guiding, growing, and giving back. And it I think means different things to different segments of our membership and our age group. And then we partnered with Zogo because this really, we felt, helped reach that young adult, that teenager, yeah, that 13 to late 20s person that's maybe just getting started on in their own financial lives. Paying a rent, paying the electric bill, whatever it may be, saving for something, borrowing money maybe for the first time.
Yeah.
And we really felt Zogo was a great way to reach that generation.
And tell me about Zogo. How did you guys discover them? And then kind of go with the second part of that is because you guys had a demo day. This is prior virus lockdown. I think it was President's Day you had this demo. But
that is correct.
Discover them, and then tell me about the demo day you guys had.
Well, we discovered Zogo. We read an article about them, and Balloon Lee was featured in that article, and of course the founder and one of the driving forces behind Zogo. And after reading their story, we really liked what we were hearing. We looked for a solution to get out to folks, the younger generation, with some financial literacy. And this one was really good to us because it was just the most innovative. And I always said to me, innovation, it does two things. It tries to solve the right problem and do so, pursue that solution with great empathy. And, Zogo did that. There's a lot of things out there, hearts in the right place, really, really trying to, to fill this gap for people. But this one was great because I think the perspective of the founders, Balloon is a 21-year-old Duke University student, and not too far removed from those high school days where he was going through some financial literacy courses and things. And I guess for that group, they're maybe just not hitting the mark. And maybe we teach them as older adults as maybe we would learn or we would understand that, but it was kind of missing the mark. So that's the empathy part. They kind of solved it from their perspective. And we really just thought the way the app is designed with 300 plus micro lessons that you kind of play a game on your phone to learn, and you earn points, which they, you know, they converted to pineapples and just makes it so much fun. It was just really, really neat versus some of the other stuff that was out there. It was very interactive, and we just felt it just kept you, you know, you just kind of get addicted to it a little bit. Yeah. You just keep on learning, and it's effective. It's very effective. And then to fast forward from there, so we get involved and we're about to launch it to our membership. But before we do, we've got staff a little bit in the know about it. But Balloon came to join us. It was President's Day. We had a full staff retreat, almost 200 people. Wow. And he presented, and he was phenomenal. He did a great job telling the Zogo story with our staff. And then we had a little Zogo challenge. Everybody pulled out their phone, downloaded the app, and we spent about 10, 15 minutes just getting through as many modules as we could in the time allowed. And then he gave a pineapple prize to our winner who scored the most points. But it was really neat for our staff too. Now they had firsthand experience with it and understood, you know, how it worked, where the benefits were for the member. And it's really helped them a lot in terms of their ability. If somebody asks about it, hey, what's the Zogo, you guys, you know, I'm getting emails about it. I'm seeing on your website, they've got firsthand knowledge now. And that's been a big help getting members on board now.
Yeah. So I'm speaking of getting members on board now, I heard you guys within a month or so, you guys had some tremendous views or usage rather on that. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We're pretty pleased so far in the early going. We've had about 1,000 downloads of the app, folks using it. And again, a wide range of ages. You know, I think it was originally geared to that, you know, maybe 13 to 22 year old audience, but we're finding that some folks a little bit older are even using it. And that's great. If this helps you and you gain some financial knowledge, and again, it comes back to that mission of ours of guiding, growing, and giving back. So, you know, if we can guide and help you grow, you know, you're more prepared to be, you know, a solid citizen financially, and then everybody benefits from that. So, you know, it's a great way to kind of get on there and learn, you know, from all the different modules that are on there. But you know, we've had about 1,000 people, I guess, downloaded already, and they've collectively completed over 23,000 of the modules. So the amount of learning that's going on is really impressive.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Well, and kind of segueing from that question, I mean, so since launching it, I guess, yeah, since President's Day, so what, we're like 3 months into it, something like that, 2.5, something around there. So how has it benefited your credit union so far? Obviously, it sounds like a lot of members are gaining some incredible financial knowledge and getting a head start in life. And those of us a little bit older, like me, are like just complimenting what you already know. So how has it benefited you guys so far?
We've had a lot of good feedback, you know, from a wide range of people, from parents and grandparents who have encouraged the young people in their lives to take a peek at this. You know, we've got some nice comments on social media from them, from some of the users have made some nice comments, you know, from the app itself. You just get some nice feedback of, you know, some folks that may want to become a member of Diamond Credit Union. Because of the app and the experience that they're having with it. And then, you know, if we can help them, much like we're helping some of the, you know, the folks that have been out in the world a little bit now, you know, we can help that next generation, and much like we help them, you know, that's a good thing. And that's what we're here for. We're here to serve the community. And it's really a gateway to helping us serve more of the community.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt. And being that kind of financial resource, I think this would make your credit union just that much more valuable to folks out there, you know, supplying this type of financial information to folks out there.
We think so. And we think, you know, our frontline staff, you know, the buy-in they've had with the app has been tremendous, but our membership in general, you know, the way they are advocates for us and the word of mouth that they provide, you know, for their experiences as at Diamond, this gives us, you know, like I said, that kind of that bridge now to that younger person that might hear, you know, about Diamond from, you know, a mentor in their life, somebody that they trust. And now this is a way for them to kind of get in and begin their experience with us. And I truly believe, I think our entire staff truly believes that we can help you out.
Indeed, indeed. And last question for you before I let you get going. What are some goals that you guys want to achieve? Obviously, you want to educate people. I mean, this is kind of the credit union way. But what else do you guys want to, what other types of goals do you want to achieve using this app?
Well, you know, you said it first and foremost, it's a community thing for us, and it is good community service. But, you know, certainly we would love to see it be a tool for us to cultivate that next generation of membership. Yeah. You know, we've got a lot of members that have been with us now a long time. I mean, the average age of new members is generally fairly low. And we think if we can help that next generation in line, that Gen Z, so to speak, you know, or the I generation, whichever term you prefer. But, you know, a lot of folks coming up there, they're going to manage their lives through their handheld device. You know, and it's their one-stop shop for everything they do. They're still using email, but they're using it on there. They're still going to, you know, use their online banking, but it's going to be more through their phone versus the desktop. They don't need to be an early adopter in that world, because that is their world. And you know, for this app to be there, it's providing us such a great opportunity to connect with that generation, and being there for them, just like we are for the folks that have come before them, is really the goal.
Indeed. Great point. Indeed. All right, Rob, well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Appreciate your time and the things that you guys are doing. I mean, just, you know, applying, you know, the Zogo app, and then even the homebrew. I mean, there's a lot of financial literacy going on at Diamond Credit Union. So kudos to you guys for really stepping up in that area. It's really neat. Really neat to see.
Appreciate that, Mike. It's a lot of fun to do that kind of stuff.
Indeed. Oh yeah. My gosh. Makes your work a lot of fun, I would think. So, and for your members too.
Certainly does.
All right, Rob. Thank you again. Appreciate the time, and keep up the good work there. All right.
Thanks, Mike.
You are welcome.